a good goal, but I'm gutted. We didn't get nothing out of the game, really. We deserve so much more than that. And a few, just say, lucky little things changed the game in their way.
You've been so good this season at keeping it tight, not giving home teams chances when you're away from home. You've done the same thing today, and you've not taken anything. Is that the most frustrating thing?
Yeah, it's frustrating because at the end of the day you play for points, but when we come to top teams, or top teams come to us, or supposedly top teams, and we outplay them, you can obviously, you want the points, but you can take so many more positives. So the boys, we just have to get on with it, and in this world you can't really rest on disappointments. You have a game in 2-3 days, so you just have to get on with it, really.
Is that the main thing, that in a couple of days time you'll look back and think, forget the final score in the paper or whatever, we've actually played well, we've made chances?
Yeah, like I said, in 2-3 days you have a game, so you just have to take the positives and add positives onto them. And I think we can just go into Morecambe confident that we can go there and just win every game now to the end of the season.
How big a turning point was the Rochdale equalising goal? I think it's either bounced off his face or the side of his head and looped into the back of the net.
Yeah, it's obviously turned the momentum in their favour, and it's unfortunate that those little bits of luck don't come in our way too often, so we just have to get on with it, really.
And the winning goal, obviously, in stoppage time. There's been a few scored by Accrington players in stoppage time this season, but it was a melee in that penalty box, wasn't it? And again, just didn't go your way after a good save by Marcus.
Yeah, it was unfortunate we conceded so late and didn't really give us much time to at least have a chance to get back. So we just have to look to Morecambe, really.
From a personal point of view, I know you were really gutted to hurt your shoulder the other day and miss a couple of games. Back in the fold today, though.
Yeah, I got injured last Friday in a freak incident, really. It wasn't as bad as we feared, so I managed to get back to training this week and I got selected today, which I appreciate.
And I suppose back in the side and on the score sheet, from a personal point of view, a good way to perhaps keep your place.
Yeah, it's been a while since I scored, so it gives me that confidence, really, to just go and attack chances and try and get a few more.
You certainly attacked that one.
Yeah, I had Will Hatfield next to me saying, don't hit it, don't hit it. So I proved him wrong.
So we can take from this that Will Hatfield knows nothing about football.
Oh, he knows what my left foot's like, really.
You scored at Middlesbrough, obviously that was a massive goal that was really important. That's a stunning goal that you'll remember perhaps that moment, but perhaps not the game.
Yeah, hopefully at the end of the season when our place is secure in the league and we've pushed up the table, then I can look back at it. But at the moment, we just got to get our safety first.